after high school, I went into the Navy, and somehow or another was in Washington, stationed in Washington, D.C., and I discovered that one could go to art school in the evenings at the Corcoran Art Gallery. They had an evening school, and so I went to those classes, studying, I guess, drawing. I don't have one scrap of paper from what I did there then. And then later on, a year later, I went to the University of Oregon, going to my home state school, and had no idea at all what I wanted to take. I changed majors 6 times in the first trimester, and by name only. I mean, obviously, it wasn't changing very much, but what I was calling myself. And finally, I decided that architecture sounded interesting, and I took a trimester of architecture and found that the design part of architecture, that is pure basic design, as it's called in most schools, was wonderful, related somehow to another than model airplanes, because actually we were building things occasionally in part with balsa sticks and so forth. So I became fascinated with art, and fascinated is a silly, minimal word. I was obsessed suddenly with the idea that it might be possible to become an artist, and that was an outlandish idea for some kid coming from Pendleton, Oregon. There were no artists except those people who had a calling or were tapped on the shoulder by an angel. I didn't know you became an artist. So that the idea that art was something that you could study and learn about was somehow, why I'm not sure, but it was a revelation. It was a revelation. You weren't born with some kind of mark that would identify you as an artist, I discovered. And I started building things, as I had always done, and I made some balancing sculptures that, not directly related to Calder, but they moved, and they were acknowledgeably sculptures in my mind because Calder had made sculptures that moved and had validated that idea.
So you were aware of Calder when you were making these sculptures?
Oh, sure. I knew Calder's work very well, but they were different. They weren't Calder-esque in that the kinds of motion that these few pieces, I'm talking maybe 3 or 4 such pieces, first of all, and in ideas leading to another idea, I found that the method that I was using, a kind of invention, was possible to tie off, to restrict the motion, and have separate solid objects associated, adjacent to one another, associated, interlocking as it were, but not touching, and simply suspended by threads, by means of sewing thread is what I was using, or fishing line. And so these discontinuous small sculptures were something totally new, and had a marvelous kind of mysterious feeling, like an Indian rope trick.
Discontinuous meaning that they didn't touch, is that what you mean?
Discontinuous meaning, the solid parts, that is the rigid wire parts, heavy wire that were relatively rigid, were suspended one to the other by means of thread, so that the solid modular parts didn't touch one another except through the thread, suspended them one to the other. And I made one particularly out of plywood that I brought back the next summer. I went back to Black Mountain, and Fuller was still there, and I showed him this plywood structure. In fact, I think that I had certainly in mind to make it kind of immaculate and devoid of any suggestion of art, because Bucky really resented people doing art, and especially since he regarded all of geometry as his domain. If you were making art out of his geometry, he was irritated about it. So I sensed that, and I made this look very, very kind of pure, just plywood X forms associated one to the other, as I said, by intersuspension. And that was the beginning of what has gotten to be known as tensegrity.
You had written them during the summer?
Yeah, I had written letters, and we had exchanged correspondence we'd corresponded in the winter, and he told me he was going to be back at Black Mountain and invited me to come back. He was going to have a dozen students from the Institute of Design in Chicago, where he had been teaching all that winter. And so I eagerly went back there and brought with me this plywood construction, specifically to show him, because I thought it was beautiful and I loved it and was amazed by it. And so I had brought it in a box in the car that I came back there with. And so when I showed it to him, I caught up with him going up to the studies building. And when I showed it to him, he was very excited about it and obviously surprised, and turned it over and over in his hand and said, asked me if he could keep it. But one of the remarks that he made about it was a structure, he said, that he had been looking for a long time. And I don't know quite really even to this day what that meant, because it was a fairly obvious structure once you saw. I wasn't looking for any such structure. I came across it because I was trying to solve problems with these moving sculptures, and it seemed the inevitable next step to tie off those modules, make them rigid. So at any rate, Bucky asked if he could keep it, specifically that object, and I was certainly delighted. I hadn't planned to give it to him, truly. I liked it myself a lot, but I was so pleased that the master appreciated it and liked it, that to give it to him was certainly a pleasure at the time. The next day or so, he announced to me that my sculpture was wrong, my structure, that it should, instead of being crossed sticks, X's as it were, they should be the central angles of a tetrahedron. That may be hard, but it's a tripod really sitting on the ground with its legs spread and a post coming up directly up from the ground. That's the central angle of a tetrahedron, in effect. So those were to be the modules, and so I built another one to please him out of curtain rods, and it was about 4 feet, 5 feet long, maybe. And that's the sculpture, that's the form of tensegrity column. He used to call them masts, tensegrity masts, because of his experience as a sailor. So, well, the next step was, the only thing remaining of it is that he wanted me to take his picture holding this, which he did, and that picture's been, which I did, and the picture's been shown around. I mean, it's been seen in a lot of his books. So the impression was that it was Buckminster Fuller's structure, his invention. He really never claimed it in so many words, but he spoke of it in a way that one could only infer that it was his. He would talk about it as my tensegrity himself, because fact is he coined the word tensegrity, so it was his tensegrity. Bucky coined the word tensegrity, it must have been in the 50s, and I really don't know, and I would say in 55 or 56, something like that. We're talking 4, 5, 6 years after this, after I showed it to him in the summer of 49. Oh, it was, I think, quite soon a father-son relationship. It was for me. I was certainly happy to find a all-wise, all-knowing, all-seeing father, and I think he was equally glad to find an all-listening, all-obedient son. And so at that time of my life, it fit my needs and it fit his needs, too. So I was helpful to him in building models, but also in somebody that would listen. I was a good listener, and Bucky loved to go on and talk, and I was fascinated to hear him talk and fascinated with his ideas. So over the summer, when I'm speaking, a period of, 6-7 weeks were left in the session, I was around him and listened to him a lot, and I became very taken with the ideas, and it was the beginning at that moment, I think, of what now we would call a cult relationship, although there was not a very big cult, But by the next summer, by the summer of 49, there was already a small cult because he had been at Institute of Design in Chicago and collected a group of students. I mean, Black Mountain was his first teaching engagement. I mean, he wasn't teaching. He was teaching all the time. He was always lecturing wherever he went, and I think that he had done that. I don't know what his history of lecturing was before Black Mountain, but he obviously made that the most important part of his work, proselytizing for his ideas. And so that there was a symbiosis, I guess, that was quite natural. It lasted for those few months, really, and I began to feel puzzled myself about my relationship. I wasn't going to be a Buckminster Fuller, and I loved to make things, but I was not taken with the core of his raison d'etre was to save the world through technology, really. That's what Bucky's message is, that if you design a perfect world, everybody will be happy. And so that wasn't what interested me in it. What interested me was the beauty of geometry, really, and extending geometry into what forces do to create geometry. The second summer at Black Mountain, which is 1949, I began to the bloom began to fall from the relationship between Bucky and me. I think I had a girlfriend who took a lot of my time. I was very much in love, and I was distracted from his world, and there was a more objective study from various people. I mean, the first summer he was totally a novelty and awe-inspiring to everybody, and I think the second summer there was more evaluating being done in general, and he brought this group of disciples from Institute of Design. They were fully occupied with his work, and so it didn't seem necessary for me to be around all the time. So a lot of things contrived to change, and especially he had sort of taken over this invention of mine, and it began to appear to me as if he were regarding it as his own, and I resented it. And a lot changed, really, just that's all there is to it. A lot of it changed.
There's a story about that invention of yours, that piece. The piece is named as something. What do you call that piece that you brought from, and it showed him on that way up?
Well, I didn't have a name for it at the time. It was an X column, and that is to say the modules were X's, and you could go in all directions by developing, and it was self-evident. It was one of those classification of forms called space fillers, the way that cubes are. You can build cubes in all directions, fill all space with cubes. This had that interesting geometrical property, as well as being structurally fascinating and